The idea of marriage faces growing skepticism in Japan these days. Only about 25% of the women questioned in a recent survey thought married people were happier than singles. But look to the streets of Tokyo, and Valentine's Day seems as popular as ever. And Lucy Kraft discovered this hope for marital romance: Japanese husbands trying to show their love in an unusually public way.
Standing in front of a giant heart made of pink tulips, businessman Yoshiharu Nishiguchi tells his wife, a bank of TV cameras, and curious bystanders that he is utterly devoted to her. Rieko, I love you, he screams, before yielding the spotlight to the next nervous husband. Miwa, the man belts out. I love you. Even by the sometimes wacky standards of Japanese modern culture, this is one of the stranger rituals to emerge in recent years, the annual Love Your Wife shout-out. Within eardrum-splitting earshot of Japan's financial district and even the imperial palace, a few dozen Japanese men gather each year for the shout-out. Some have traveled here hundreds of miles for the chance to scream, before complete strangers, the sweet nothings that they just can't seem to whisper in private. I'm always putting you down, confesses this Tokyo man, but it's only 'cause I'm shy. I love you, and I promise not to come home drunk. The love shout-out is the work of 53-year-old Kiyotaka Yamana. Founder of a wife appreciation society, he brings to this exercise the fervor that only a reformed male chauvinist possesses.
I ignored my first wife, and we ended up getting a divorce. When I remarried, I realized I needed a new attitude. In the past, my life was all about making money. Now, it's wife first, career second.
Yamana looks like a Japanese Don Draper, and in fact, he is a madman. An ad guy who normally knows his way around words. But even gifted schmoozers like Yamana get tongue-tied in affairs of the heart. He says it's part and parcel of being Japanese.
The traditional belief is it isn't proper to express affection out loud, that love should simply be understood, but it isn't.
We've always been in a crisis, romance-wise.
Japanese writer Kaori Shoji parses the complexities of relationships for the Japan Times. She says the overriding pressure on Japanese to succeed academically leaves students with little time or energy for dating. Once they start their careers, Japanese are expected to, in effect, be married to their companies.
It's a double-edged sword, really, the self-control, the self-discipline. It keeps society going, and it's great when you think of how safe and secure most of this society is. But on another level, when you just are so rigorously self-controlled like that, you just can't let any spontaneity into your personal life.
But Yamana, the wife appreciation guru, is undaunted by the task before him. He's determined to teach his peers that the true way to happiness is by adoring their spouses, one hug at a time. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.